Next slide. Here's God's plan. See, I wrote it right in my Bible. I love to remind myself, God's plan for powerful personal ministry. Meditate on these things. God says, if you get this compassion, this fasting, denying yourself, we just read about verse 8, your light will break forth like the morning. Your darkness will be lighted, I wrote in my notes. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, that's no prejudice. The pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness, this is racial slurs and denigration and you know, all the pride of, that racial prejudice brings. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then your light will dawn in the darkness, and your darkness will be like the noonday. Verse 11, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. You'll be like a watered garden, like springs of water. This is oasis living. You'll build up. You have a godly heritage. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, the rest and peace God promised, the Sabbath of delight. Well, let's look up from this, because now we're going between the Jewish commands, the law they were to keep, and the spiritual application of it. Basically, what the Lord is saying is, I want to be on the top shelf of your life. I want you to have a life that has room for people. Fasting is denying self. The Sabbath is not a command to worship on Saturday for us, because the Lord's Day is Sunday. And the only one of the Ten Commandments Jesus never repeated was the fourth, about remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But what the Sabbath is, that there's supposed to be room for God. See, that's the true rest, that we make room for him, that we are not overloaded, that we are not so full of everything that people say, I just don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to memorize. I don't have time to pray. You have time for everything else. Do you remember the 72 hours to read the Bible and how much time you're spending on, you know, Instagram? We have time for whatever we want. God says, the Sabbath means you make room for me. You get in a cycle that has rest, which comes from worshiping the Lord on the Lord's Day, setting aside the normal things of life to focus on him. See, this whole passage is not just law for the Jews, but principles that we see in the New Testament. We see a whole life cycle in the New Testament church that had room for God. Back to our slides. So, God wants us to be compassionate. That's the bottom line of everything we just read. God wants us to reflect his compassion. I would summarize it this way. In Isaiah 58, 6 to 12, we find that God explains what he wishes to see happening inside of us. See, Christianity is a transformation, not of our externals. It's not what we wear and what, you know, we look like. It's what God is doing inside of us. What does he want to do inside of us? As we live and work in a sin-stained society, he wants us to not get hardened or insulated. Hardened, you see it so much, you don't care. Insulated, you never see it because you stay 50 miles away from every known sin. No. We can't get hardened or insulated to the needs of fellow humans around us. The first impact God wants to have on our life through fasting is to stir a need in our life to help the needy people living around us in the darkness of sin. We get hungry to minister to them. How does that happen? As soon as we deny ourselves, as soon as I say no, I'm under grace. I have liberty. I can watch television as long as it's not occultic or gratuitous violence and bloodshed or, you know, any kind of immorality or suggestive things. Now, those are all sin. But, I mean, all the rest you know, you can watch Tiny, the new Disney series, you know, of all the little creatures, or you can watch Planet Earth, you know, and or you can watch, you know, some magnificent sports event or whatever. It's not sin. But it doesn't make me hunger to be compassionate like Christ. It just entertains and amuses and rests me and takes up my time. God wants me to never get hardened or insulated. And the first impact God wants to have in our lives through fasting is stirring a longing for the needy people living around us in the dark. God says the pagans, the lost, are sitting on the edge of a precipice, blind in the dark, and they don't even know where they're going. And I do. And I want to come and share with them.